This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ethiopia's prime minister urged courage as he met Friday with Sudan's ruling generals and opposition leaders in an attempt to ease a political crisis that has gripped Sudan since the overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Abiy Ahmed conferred with the ruling Transitional Military Council, including TMC Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. Later, he met with leaders of the Forces for Freedom and Change, a coalition of political groups whose protests helped drive Bashir from power. Talks on a civilian-led transition to democracy fell apart this week after a deadly raid by security forces on a protest camp on Monday. U.S. President Trump tweeted that the United States and Mexico have reached a signed agreement on immigration and the tariffs scheduled to be implemented on Monday are now indefinitely suspended. In turn, Mexico has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to the southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico and into the United States. Mexican Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard was asked which country received the better end of the immigration deal, and he said both sides gained.
I think it's a fair balance because they have more drastic measures and proposals at the start, and we reached some middle point. For instance, they accept to support the program that Mexico proposed in Central America.
Mexico has agreed to take more migrants seeking asylum in the United States while they wait for the adjudication of their cases. Mexico also agreed to increase enforcement to curb illegal immigration, including deploying the National Guard to its southern border and cracking down on human smuggling operations. President Trump had threatened to implement tariffs against all products coming from Mexico beginning Monday. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has placed new sanctions on Iran, targeting the country's largest petrochemical company. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned the Persian Gulf's petrochemical industries company and 39 of its subsidiaries Friday, saying the company does billions of dollars of business with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, a part of Iran's military that is in charge of the country's ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Authorities in Pakistan say a roadside bombing Friday near the Afghan border killed at least four soldiers, injured four others, while two separate bomb blasts in the country's southwest region killed five people belonging to the minority Shiite Muslim community. An army spokesman said a security force convoy was traveling through the area of the remote North Waziristan district when it was hit by an improvised explosive device, or IED, planted on the road by terrorists. The UN's children's agency, UNICEF, said Friday that it's scaling up its response in crisis-stricken Venezuela, where 3.2 million children are in need of assistance. VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UNICEF has had a presence in Venezuela for decades, but in the last year has expanded its work in response to the escalating political crisis. UNICEF Director of Communications Paloma Escudero just returned from a three-day mission to Venezuela, where she met with families, healthcare workers, and humanitarians.
I also talked to many children who were talking how they admire their mothers because it was a real daily struggle to put three meals a day on the table.
UNICEF has delivered more than 200 tons of health, nutrition, water, and sanitation supplies in the last year. It is also expanding immunization campaigns for diphtheria, measles, and polio. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The U.S. and Russia accused one another of unsafe actions Friday after an American-guided missile cruiser and a Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of each other in the Philippine Sea. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Naval officers say the Russian destroyer put the safety of the USS Chancellorsville and its crew at risk, forcing it to reverse all engines at full throttle to avoid a collision. A helicopter that was operating at sea was preparing to land on the Chancellorsville at the time when the Russian boat, travelling behind the US ship, speeded up and approached as close as 50 to 100 feet. For its part, the Russian military is accusing the American ship of making a dangerous manoeuvre by crossing the path of the destroyer craft. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. Happy weekend, everybody. Today, you're going to hear 10 tunes from 10 different countries. That's right. There's some old school Angélique Kidjo in there, some early Ivorian and Nigerian hits from 2005 and 6, some neo-traditional music from Mali, and a bunch of current tunes from Kenya, Nigeria, Cameroon, The Gambia, and Malawi. Song of the Week comes out of Zambia. It's a new release by female sister-cousin duo, The Vowels. And Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio to present that at the bottom of the hour. Now, bringing music and sports together today, I've got the official theme song for you of the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations. Yes. And finally, last but not least, you're going to meet my featured artist of the week, Kagwe Mungai from Kenya. He's just released his debut album, Spectrum, and Bill Odidi catches up with him in Nairobi to find out all about it and to sample some of the songs from the album. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Kicking things off today, here's a lovely 2005 tune from La Côte d'Ivoire by legendary composer, singer, and producer David Tairo with Kupuku. David sings, "When somebody does you good, be thankful and thank him. When someone hurts you, forgive him or her. If you hurt someone, just swallow your pride. Ask for forgiveness. It won't diminish you, it won't cost you any money, and it will actually make you a better person."
Socorro.
All right. Hello, everybody. That was Coupoucou by David Tyro from 2005, Côte d'Ivoire.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, let's go to current Malawi now and listen to what's trending there on the airwaves. This is Chata, or It's Over, a nice love song by R&B Afropop singer Kel K. That was Kel K with Chata. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. How you doing? I'm so glad you're tuning in with me today. Now, this next song comes out of the Gambia, and it is just awesome. It's called Imam, and it's sung by the young team, Oh Boy and Gambian Child. Now, you all know that Kwame Ofori usually joins me to present Song of the Week, and he will do that today, but I'm bringing him on early right now to help read some of the comments about this song, Imam, on YouTube. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, guys. Hey, Heather.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Cool. Thanks for coming in a little bit early.
Always a pleasure.
All right. So, Oh Boy and Gambian Child are currently the most successful Gambian-based music group. Their voices are beautiful, and the music, as you'll hear in a minute, has a gorgeous, really strong local flavor of talking drums, whistles, sabar, you hear that mbala in there, mandinka words and melodies, yet it's still produced in that kind of glossy electro Afropop style that everybody likes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's great. So the boys have more videos with over 1 million views than any other music group in the Gambia, And this one song that we're going to hear, Imam, and music video, is their second one to reach this milestone. So the storyline, everybody, and Kwame, is also thought-provoking and really relevant to all communities in the world, really. It follows the discovery and public outing of a high-ranking but outcast imam in a certain village. And for those of you who don't know, an imam is a worship leader of a mosque and Muslim community. Anyway, he was taking advantage of and sexually abusing young women. Obviously, most everybody in the Gambia who watched the video loved it, but it also has its dissenters. So we're going to read a couple comments from that before we get to the song. So I'll start out. This is by a certain E. Cisse who comments, "I think Gambians should boycott this music. Unbelievable. If you have a problem with an imam, address them. Majority of the imams are good people. Very disappointed with these comedians."
I guess everyone has an opinion. Well, this one is from Mr. Sane, and he writes, "I am a number one supporter of Oh Boy, but this song is totally unacceptable. We need to respect our imams and our religious leaders."
Okay. Paulino Soe says this, "This song is a disrespect to our imams. Why can't you mention other names and leave the religious leaders, for God's sake?"
Well, and the final one comes from Fams Kamara. Fams says, "Oh boy." Literally, he says, "Oh boy." "I really don't support this. We must respect our religious leaders. The imams are one of the most important persons in our community. Have you ever seen an imam doing such? Come on, my brother. You are a Muslim. If you cannot stop doing music, then don't attack the religion of Allah. Please, as a real Muslim, you have to defend your religion. Even if you see an imam doing such, you don't have to reveal him. Please, my fellow Muslims, let us try and understand this religion and stand by it for the sake of Allah alone." Now, that's interesting.
Wow. Isn't that something? So, you know, it reminds me, I just have to say, first of all, to me, it's important because this is something that is a global problem and a global phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Religious leaders who are really kind of outcasts are doing these kind of things, not just in the Muslim world, but also in the Christian world. Do we even need to mention Catholic priests?
Yes, I mean.
And what about the Song of the Week theme that we did last week?
Yes, by Kwame Eugene.
Yes.
"Wish Me Well," where a pastor was also abusing his power.
Exactly.
An outcast pastor molesting women.
Yeah.
So definitely this is not centered only around Islam. It's a thing that cuts across humanity, where people are in power abuse their power.
My real question is, with that last comment, even if he's doing it, you shouldn't say anything. Yours too?
Yeah, that's
okay.
My problem.
All right, well, let's get on to the song, because it's just great. Now y'all know what it's about. It's from the Gambia, Oh Boy and Gambia Child. Let's listen to Ima.
Mori Keba. Akun jam jam zade molu yendele mabi alikali bai ni la molu kanan fea sanyila mafon kom mali dungada kullo banke bilali babelona imam piri wiri wiri jarindari
mini mini gaban gaban tonya silaman
wiri 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 jarindari
mini mini gaban gaban.
Jogos imamu kalin jogos itenin tengalone jumale kono maniro ke telephone membabul imamu le asangai kono membala imamu dabi jele
sefu anyabu jinna jenne indi modu nake banul kalama jenno nadino kuntio na jama kuntio afanna yelo kandita
wiri 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 jalinda
Mandan
kusuka dadinga fuele ye ngaure
Naure, naure, suka, suka daddy, suka, suka ima. Viri, 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 yari nare.
Mini, mini, kapan, kapan, punya silaban.
Viri, 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 yari nare.
All right, and that was Imam by Oh Boy and Gambian Child, a song that's hugely popular in the Gambia right now, but that also has its dissenters because of the topic.
I just hope he continues to grow, because people are affected by their community, and musicians usually sing about what they see, yes, or affects them in their community. So yes, Oh Boy, just keep going.
And yes, Gambian Child. All right, hello everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. There's more awesome music right after this.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, we're going back in time again to the heart of songwriting culture. Dulay Burema, a.k.a. Mali Yaro, was born in 1973, Terra, Niger, and he's one of the region's most popular musicians. He released the album La Femme in 2006 with his group Gumbe Star. Here's the lead track off that album. It's called Niger.
Stabilité.
was Mali Yarrow with Niger, and that came off his 2006 album La Femme.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Turn up the place, Lena Tornado. Man hot pass potato. Frailing a tsunami. If I want my motor, then I Bugatti. Avant de te comparer, faut d'abord te regarder. On n'est pas ici pour déconner, on est ici pour saccager. Bien chaud, bien sapé, on est ici pour rigoler. Si on va quelque part pour s'amuser, on ne va pas là-bas pour s'amuser.
Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Big Things by Renice from Cameroon. So the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations is coming up later this month. Yes! And you know music is really important to all of the teams and to their players, so I will be featuring one or two songs every week that this year's Africa Cup footballers are listening to. But today, I've got the official anthem for you. Can you guess what it is? All right, all right, all right. Let me play it for you.
Magic Sister, Red One, Chanty.
right. That was Feel the Magic in the Air by the legendary Ivorian group Magic System and featuring Moroccan singer Ahmed Chelki. This is the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations official theme song. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're inside Music Time in Africa. We're going to listen to a classic hit now by Angelique Kidjo. And then, well, we've got Song of the Week with Kwame. It's from Zambia this time. There is an exciting interview from Nairobi with Kagwe Mungai, who talks about his brand new debut album called Spectrum, and a lot more amazing Pan-African music. So don't touch that dial. Here's Angelique Kidjo with Lombo Lombo.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, so hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell.
And isn't that something for you?
Yeah, and we're here with Song of the Week.
Yep.
So today's song is called Oh My Love. It's by Davaos from Zambia, Southern Africa. They're a dance hall sister-cousin duo, and one is named Anivao, the other is Dalivao. That's how they came up with Davaos somehow.
Nice.
And they released the song in February of this year, 2019. They're both just great, the video and the song.
Yes, I did watch the video and I listened to the song. And I must say, they're a colorful duo. Very, very, very colorful. And I'm very proud of them venturing into dancehall. Kudos to them.
Yeah. Let's listen to Oh My Love. So that was our song of the week, Oh My Love.
Davao's, Davao's, Davao's.
Yeah, so from the Zambia, these sisters are doing a good job. Now, you might not know what the song is about.
No, I don't.
It's about a young girl who's getting married off to a rich man that she does not love. And she actually just loves someone in the village who's a simple, nice guy. But you can see how sweet their love is. And she just says no, man. She runs off in the end and goes back to that guy who's sitting under a tree. And they're like smiling and cuddling. And I'm like, hooray. But the rest of the village, especially her family, are not happy. Yep. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
And that was
Song of the Week.
Hi, this is Somi. And you're listening to Voice of America's Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Talk to your friend, oh, Joromi, baby, oh, saw for me. You talk say it like me. Ah, I be rolling back on.
This is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard See Me with Joro Mi. And now, something a little different. This is a collaboration between American composer and clarinetist Oran Etkin and a group of Malian musicians. The song is called Yeke Yeke, and it's track one off of Etkin's 2019 album entitled Kelenya. The vocalist is New York-based Abdoulaye Jabate.
Sara mana mano mani ni mole katole mano ya mayo ani molila ni mo barakola ne kale ni molila antorolla le sini mori kasiga ni antorolla le ay antorolla le nena siri kasiga ni antorolla ulukon ne duru juru woro ni beye juru kafola ulukon ne duru juru woro ni beye juru kafola Muri cheba koro bara moso kurata koro mani lo villa ani molila Thank you.
My name is Carissa Stephanie. I am the manager of Rubavu Community Radio. You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
Hi, darlings. So we're going to wind up today's program with music from Kenya. First, Bill Odidi brings us an exclusive interview with singer-songwriter Kagwe Mongai. And then we end out the hour with a new single by another Kenyan singer whom we've interviewed before on the show. His name, Benjamin Webby. So let's turn our ears and our hearts to Kenya.
I'm Bill Odidi, and I'm very delighted to welcome singer, producer, he's a writer, he's an all-round super talent. He describes himself as unique, African, and timeless.
My name is Kagwe Mongai. I am, as you've said, a singer-songwriter. I'd like to call myself an entertainer. I act, I rap, I sing, I direct. There's a lot of people who ask me, what kind of sound do you do, you know? A lot of people try and put me in a specific box from time to time, and I just won't stay in that box. The Africanness is because I've had the privilege of living in several African countries, and that has influenced who I am and the music that I make. And timeless is that, you know, this is not for 100 years, you know, this is for 100 centuries.
It's taken 7 years of working behind the scenes with other artists around, yes, Africa, and it's now time for you to finally, you know, announce yourself to the world. Yes. And what better way to do that than with the album Spectrum? So this is your first album, right?
This is my first album, debut album.
What song are we going to pick from the album first?
The first track coming up, you're going to hear by me, Kagwe Mongai, is called Good Times.
Let's have a toast to the good times. I'm only coming here for good times. And that's a long time. I'm only coming here for good times. Good times, good times, good times. I'm only coming here for good times. And that's a long time. I'm only coming here for good times.
Kagwe Mongai is speaking to us here, and that's a wonderful taste of his brand new album. It's his debut album, which is called Spectrum. It just had Good Times. That's a good title. I mean, when I was listening to the album on the computer, I just got a really good feeling into the album by playing this first track.
Because fantastic.
It really announces you in a really, really big way, isn't it?
Yeah, right? That's the intention.
How do you deliberately fit the songs into the album to sort of convey a message or to tell us what kind of artist that you are?
Right. I think for me, my main thing is impactor. Whether you need to listen to something that's light and easy, or whether you want to speak about the idea of depression or masculinity, or to talk about the challenges that we face in our country, or to even talk about love and heartbreak. There's all of those themes that are covered within Spectrum in so many different genres. You know, you'll hear that in hip hop, you'll hear it in Afrobeat, you'll hear it in this new Afro pop wave that's really taking over the world right now. Essentially, that soundscape is a soundtrack to life.
What are we going to pick from the album next, Kagwe? What's your choice from the album?
Let's do a little Nakulike. Mm-hmm. So this song features Naiboy, aka Mr. 2-in-1. We got together and we made the song. He's an amazing songwriter, amazing artist, and he graced the album Spectrum. So here it is, Nakulike featuring Naiboy, straight off Spectrum.
Hold up, wait a minute, I see the eye in me. Hold up, wait a minute, I like you like in me.
Feel on any like Nakulike, feel on any like Nakulike, yeah, oh. Feel on any like Nakulike, feel on any like Nakulike, yeah, oh. Come on, you give me that feeling.
What What's up, people? This is your boy Kaga Mungai, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with the one and only Heather Maxwell.
I feel on any like, Michael like, got me singing about you on the mic, no rehearsal. Putting my neck on the line, pale kwa DM, Nicky Slide, Kiko Mando.
Wow, that's a proper urban music sound from Nairobi in Kenya. Kagwe Mungai, great all round talent, introducing his debut album, Spectrum, on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bilo Didi, now right back to Heather Maxwell with a little bit more of Kagwe's tune, Nakulaik.
Now jealousy will murder them.
All right, thank you, Bill and Kagwe. Congratulations on the new album release. So, my darlings, we've got time for one more song, and it's also from Kenya, as I said earlier. This is Benjamin Webby's new single, For My Good.
Of the word is that I'm on top. Doesn't matter what the world says, don't stop. I admit the scare is real. Nothing that is happening is ideal. The promise of the word is that I'm on top. Doesn't matter what the world says, don't stop. I admit the scare is real. Nothing that is happening is ideal. But
that was For My Good by Webby from Kenya. Yeah, it is time to say goodbye, music lovers. Thank you so much for joining me today. And a big thank you to Kwame Ofori for his help with Song of the Week, All My Love, by the duo from Zambia, Davaos. And also to Bill Odidi and Kagwe Mungai for talking to us about Kagwe's new debut album, Spectrum, from Nairobi. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.0500 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09, 15, 20, and 22.0500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online, too, at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay blessed. Come on.